As of Friday morning, the small town of Salina has no functioning hospital. Cumberland River Hospital near Dale Hollow Lake became the 11th rural facility in Tennessee to close in recent years. Now the community is bracing for the inevitable ripple effects, which include a blow to Salina's top economic hope, recruiting retirees. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
It's pretty obvious where this community's priorities lie by looking at the humble government complex in Salina. Half the building is used as a senior center.
This is part of our retirement committee coming in. We're planning a murder mystery weekend and trying to get people up here and see this gorgeous area.
Susan Scoville is a Seattle transplant who's been tapped to lead the Chamber of Commerce's efforts to bring retirees like her to town. When she toured, Scoville and her husband, who had Parkinson's, scoped out the 25-bed hospital on a hill overlooking the sleepy town square. Scoville has rushed there four times since.
I have very high blood pressure, and they're able to do the IVs to get it down. And this is an anxiety thing since my husband died. So now, I don't know.
She says she can't in good conscience suggest a senior with health problems come join her in Salina.
I'd say look elsewhere.
Cumberland River Hospital was owned by Cookeville Regional Medical Center. Officials declined to be interviewed for this story, but explained in a statement that the facility faced the grim reality for many rural providers, fewer patients, and more who can't pay. The closest hospital now is 18 miles away in the town of Livingston. That adds another 30 minutes through mountain roads, which will be annoying for those who need an X-ray or blood work, but it could mean life or death in the back of an ambulance, says Emergency Management Director Natalie Boone.
We have the capability of doing a lot of advanced life support, but we're not a hospital.
And Boone says the area is already limited in its ambulance service, with half of its trucks out of commission.
These are the two units that we staff.
Boone notes that once a crew is dispatched, they're committed to that call, and adding an hour to the turnaround time means it's much more likely that someone else could call with an emergency and be told, essentially, take a number.
You know, what happens when you have that patient that doesn't have that extra time?
People say, well, you probably just need to move or you need to find another place to go to.
Susan Bailey hasn't retired yet, but she's close. She spent nearly 40 years as a registered nurse, including her early career at Cumberland River. She and others are concerned that losing the hospital will soon mean losing the only three physicians in town. They plan to keep their practices going for now, but how long? And what about when they retire?
That's a big problem. The doctors aren't going to want to come in and open an office and have to drive 20 or 30 miles to see their patients every single day.
The cascading effects have residents in a somber mood. John McMicken is an emergency physician who would travel to Salina to work weekends at the ER and give the local doctors a break.
I thought of Salina as maybe the Andy Griffith show of health care.
He says people at the hospital knew just about anyone who would walk through the door. That's why it was attractive to retirees.
It reminded me of a time long ago that has seemingly passed. I can't say that it will ever come back. I have hopes that there's still some hope for small hospitals and that type of community.
But the chances, McMicken says, are becoming less and less. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.